Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The first baseman, Roy Cullen Bynum. Batting third. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jack Walesa. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gillespie. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Gillespie. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a pop-up, foul, in back of third. Appling settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Appling. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullen Bynum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen Bynum hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walesa. Cullen Bynum reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw strikes out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Philly steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards first. Cullen Bynum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Mayo reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. Kell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner bunts towards the mound. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. Mayo moves to third. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayo scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trux moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Trux scores. There goes Lake trying to get to home. Kennedy throws the ball into Dickey, who tags Lake, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw takes first base on ball 4. Earl Harris now pitching. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine scores. Outlaw moves to second. It's 5-0, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Outlaw moves to third. Mullen moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trux fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-0 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wallace. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to second. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Michaels scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Philly reaches second base with a double. Baker goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2 Tigers. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Philly scores. It's 5-3, Tigers. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-1 in the game. Walesa strikes out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. York hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. Mullen moves to second. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Walesa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards first. Cullenbine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dickey moves to second. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Earl Harris. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Mayo fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Dickey moves to third. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Gordon Malzberger now pitching. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trux hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lake hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Lake reaches second base with a double. Wagner moves to third. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cullenbein takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Outlaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-2 in the game. Walesa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. York strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. Walesa moves to third. It's 5-4, Tigers. Hal White now pitching. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lake. Michaels moves to second. Gordon Malzberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzberger bunts towards the mound. White fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on White. Michaels scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Tigers, 5, White Sox, 5. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got one RBI. Philly takes first base on ball four. Maltzberger moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball four. Maltzberger moves to third. Philly moves to second. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walesa strikes out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. York is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Mayo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayo moves to second. Skeeter Webb pinch runs for Hal Wagner. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White bunts between the mound and first base. Maltzberger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. Mayo moves to third. Webb moves to second. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Lake hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cullenbein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Swift now catching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kennedy is attempting to get to third. There's the throw and Kennedy is out. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dickey takes first base on ball four. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dickey moves to second. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Gordon Maltzberger. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball four. Dickey moves to third. Michaels moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to home to get Dickey. Michaels moves to third. Tucker moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Papish now pitching. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Outlaw hits a fly ball into left field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, White Sox. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walesa hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. York strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.